Radio Prague News.
The European Commission has rejected the Czech Republic's bid to shake up VAT payments. An appeals court has rejected a compensation claim filed by the descendants of the former shoe magnate Jan Antonín Baťa. And the parties of the coalition governing Prague are gearing up for talks aimed at preserving the alliance. The European Commission has turned down Finance Minister Andrej Babiš's bid for reverse charge extension by VAT, Czech radio reported on Thursday. The Finance Minister wanted the extension as an instrument for prevention of tax evasion. The EC likewise rejected similar applications by Austria, Bulgaria and Slovakia. The Czech Finance Minister has been pushing for EU member states to be able to decide for themselves what goods and services will be subject to reverse charge. However, VAT ranks among harmonized taxes in the European Union, and its rules are set at the EU level. An appeals court has rejected a compensation claim filed by the descendants of the former shoe magnate Jan Antonín Baťa. Five of Baťa's descendants are jointly seeking compensation to the tune of 56 million crowns for property that was confiscated from Baťa in 1947 under the post-war Beneš decrees for alleged collaboration with the Nazis. In 2007, however, a court cleared Baťa's name and his descendants filed a joint claim for compensation. The appeals court upheld a lower court verdict which rejected the compensation claim on the grounds that the restitution laws pertain to property confiscated after February 1948 and cannot apply to a case that occurred a year earlier. The claimants may still appeal the verdict at the Supreme Court. Opposition politicians have expressed reservations with regard to some of the people who received state distinctions from President Miloš Zeman on occasion of Czechoslovakia Independence Day on October 28th. Among those decorated was Miroslav Toman, a former agriculture minister in a pre-1989 communist government and currently president of the Czech Food Chamber. The leader of the Civic Democratic Party, Petr Fiala, and the deputy head of Topo 9, Miroslav Kalousek, said they were appalled to see a former Communist Party apparatchik decorated with a state award. Criticism was also levelled against actress Jitka Frantová-Pelikánová, who is alleged to have cooperated with a Communist Secret Service, accusations that the actress vehemently denies. The Czech government is considering sending several dozen soldiers and police officers to Slovenia to help boost security along the country's borders and deal with the growing flow of migrants. According to Chief of the General Staff Jozef Bečvář, the army could spare 50 soldiers with medical and logistics support. The government is to make a final decision on the matter on Monday. The Czech Republic is assisting Hungary in a similar manner. Since Hungary closed its border with Croatia in mid-October, the stream of migrants is flowing through Slovenia and Austria on its way to Germany. 86,000 migrants crossed Slovenia in the past fortnight. The parties of the coalition governing Prague are gearing up for talks aimed at preserving the alliance, which is under severe strain following internal fighting and the dismissal of four councillors who were voted off the council on the grounds of poor performance. They were dismissed in a stormy session of the council, which observers later described as a tit-for-tat war between the ANO party, the Social Democrats, and the three-way coalition made up of Greens, Christian Democrats, and the STAN group of mayors and independents. The three-way coalition said on Thursday it had agreed on a list of conditions which would have to be met for the coalition to continue. It wants to be put in charge of the Institute for City Planning and Development and to have supervision over the city's waste removal problems. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The coming days should be partly cloudy to overcast, with day temperatures between 10 and 14 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarová, and that's the end of the news.
Hello, you're listening to Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio, with me, Chris Johnston. Coming up in today's programme, the Czech president marks the anniversary of Czechoslovakia's founding with a mixed bag of honours. The health of pop star Carol Gott is under close scrutiny, and we look at a breakfast initiative that aims to make friends. All that coming up, so please stay with us. Czech President Miloš Zeman bestowed no fewer than 35 high state honours on Wednesday at a Prague Castle ceremony marking the anniversary of the foundation of Czechoslovakia. Among those decorated were a World War II hero, a teenager who sacrificed his life for a classmate, and an ex-football star. However, the list of honours has not been without controversy. Ian Willoughby reports.
A fanfare rang out as President Miloš Zeman entered the Vladislav Hall at Prague Castle on Wednesday night. In front of the country's great and good, the president marked the 97th anniversary of the foundation of Czechoslovakia by presenting 35 people with high state honours. Of that number, 32 received the Medal of Merit, twice as many as on October 28th last year. Mr. Zeman also bestowed one Order of the White Lion, one Order of Tomáš Garrigue Masaryk, and one Medal for Bravery. The president explained his criteria for the selection of honorees to the assembled and people following the ceremony around the country.
Zastávám koncept živých dějin.
I support the concept of living history, history that is not interpreted merely as a kind of anonymous idea, but also as lived and living history. From that perspective, allow me to divide those honoured into two basic groups. The first will be a story of bravery, and the second will be a story of work.
A druhou skupinou bude příběh o práci.
Among those in the former category was pilot Josef František. He received the top Czech state honour, the Order of the White Lion, for his actions in World War II, when he died while serving with the RAF in the Battle of Britain. The Medal of Heroism went to another who died young. 16-year-old Petr Vejvoda was stabbed to death by a deranged woman at his school in Moravia while saving the life of a classmate. The president thanked his parents for bringing him up so well.
Často se setkáváme s názorem,
we often come across the view that the young generation is criticised by the older generation as a generation that has gone bad. But the older generation are unaware that it is their generation who should implant in the young generation values such as courage, bravery, industriousness and patriotism.
Pracovitost a vlastenectví.
František Kriegel received the Order of T.G. Masaryk in memoriam for his unique refusal to sign a memorandum agreeing to the Soviet occupation of Czechoslovakia. The broad selection of those recognised for their work included entrepreneur Dalibor Dědek, plastic surgeon Bohdan Pomahač, one-time European Footballer of the Year Pavel Nedvěd, and pop singer and actor Václav Neckář. However, the list has not been without controversy. Right-wing politicians have been up in arms over the honouring of Miroslav Toman, who was Minister of Agriculture in the 1980s communist government. Another recipient of the Medal of Merit was Jitka Frantová-Pelikánová, an actress who denies accusations that she collaborated with the SDB secret police in the 1960s.
Ian Willoughby reporting there on the Prague Castle honours. Now, the Czech Republic's biggest pop star, Carol Gott, was taken to hospital on Monday after reportedly suffering two heart attacks. The 76-year-old singer was rushed to Prague's Institute of Clinical and Experimental Medicine and underwent surgery on Tuesday. His wife confirmed the news about the heart surgery on Gott's Facebook page without adding any further details. Ruth Frankova has more.
Love.
Carol Gott has been the country's most famous pop singer for more than 50 years, and the news about him being taken to hospital flooded the media not only in the Czech Republic, but also in the neighbouring Slovakia and Germany, where the singer enjoys huge popularity. The Golden Voice of Prague, as he's frequently referred to in Germany, has been among the most closely watched personalities on the country's Google News over the past few days, and all the main news sites have kept fans and well-wishers up to date about the singer's state of health.
The veteran singer suffered from heart arrhythmia in the summer and was scheduled to undergo heart valve surgery in just a few months' time. In the meantime, doctors had advised him to reduce his public activities, but despite the health problems, the singer appeared unable to slow down and lighten his busy schedule, which includes personal appearances and concerts. Apart from appearing at a number of concerts in September, Gott recently released a set of 5 CDs featuring his duets with foreign singers. He also revealed a few weeks ago that he was working on a new album, which should be released in 2 years' time. On Tuesday, Karel Gott was scheduled to appear at a concert by his colleague Eva Pilarová, who was celebrating 55 years on the musical scene, but that had to be cancelled, just as all the other events scheduled for the near future. The cancellations were confirmed at the singer's official website. Karel Gott's wife Ivana wrote on his Facebook page on Tuesday that he was successfully recovering from the operation, adding that there have been no complications so far. She has also expressed her thanks to the thousands of fans who have flooded the Facebook page with wishes for the singer's speedy recovery. All of his fans are certainly hoping that the singer, also referred to as the Czech Sinatra of the East, will be able to clinch his 40th Český Slavík Award for the Best Musician of the Year, which will be awarded in about a month's time.
Ruth Frankova reporting there, and we'll be sure to be keeping an eye on Karel Gott's health over the next days and weeks. Now it's time for this week's panorama, in which Dominic Kian shows himself to be an early riser and takes part in an initiative which is aimed at building bridges between different nationalities, cultures and sexual inclinations. The initiative goes under the name of Hate Free Breakfast.
It's Sunday morning, 9 o'clock. And I'm in Studio Alta, which is a sort of artistic space in Polishovice district. And I'm at an open breakfast or a hate-free breakfast. And I'm here with two young ladies who are, I would say, of Middle Eastern or Muslim origin. So tell me what brings you here and your name and where you are from and so forth.
My name's Nila. I'm half Czech and half Slovak. I'm Muslim. And I came here because I think it's important to meet people of different religions and different races and to prove to other people that we can have a breakfast together and it can be peaceful and it can be nice.
So I've misjudged by saying that you're of Middle Eastern origin, right? You're a native Czech, half Czech, half Slovak.
Yeah.
Is it quite rare for Czechs and Slovaks? I suppose there aren't many Muslim Czechs or Slovaks, right? That's quite a sort of minority, right?
Yes, there is a minority of Czech people who converted to Islam. I'm not really sure how many people from the Middle East or from Africa, from Asia are here. I cannot really say.
And is it difficult for you in the Czech Republic? Do you ever experience any prejudice or anything like that?
Yes, I do. I think before it was better, but now with the refugee crisis, it just got worse. Even if I say that I was born here and I'm half Czech, you know, they don't care. They just, you know, put me into that box with other refugees, other Muslims. So they don't consider me Czech, really. Yeah.
So this breakfast event, this is a kind of a statement against that, right? A statement for, like, getting along and...
Yeah, it is. You know, like, I have many Czech friends who are non-Muslims or Slovak friends who are non-Muslims, so I don't have problems with these people, let's say. Yeah.
And your friend here, can I ask your name? And...
Yeah, my name is Leanne. I am from Syria.
From Syria?
Yeah.
So when did you come to the Czech Republic?
Maybe from 4 years ago.
Four years ago, so not part of the current crisis. You've lived here before, and I'm guessing you're quite young. You look, I'd say, quite young.
Yeah, I am 40 years
14.
Old.
So how have you found life in the Czech Republic?
It's good. We are happy here.
You're happy here? And do you ever have any problems, A, because you are Muslim, or B, because you have brown skin? Sometimes people say, you know, there's prejudice also against people with brown skin. They think you're Roma and things like that.
Some people think that I will kill him or something like this. Only.
Okay, name is Martin Pokorný.
Martin Pokorný, and what brings you here to this event?
It was definitely my girlfriend because she's friendly with Lukáš and other guys organizing this breakfast and with Head Free Culture. And it's also I'm here because I'm glad that some people can organize stuff like this in this weird time with the xenophobia rising in here in this country, and I'm scared with it. So I think it's very necessary to do things like this to show people that all the Muslims or all the other people, not only Czech people, are friendly and it's no danger from them.
When you look at the sort of response, the mainstream response of Czechs during this refugee crisis, how's that made you feel?
I feel scared. And all the people are reflecting, let's say, okay, let's go and clear the Czech country. It's scaring for me. It's
right.
Unbearable.
Okay, we're just being interrupted by Bell, and the formal introduction is beginning to this breakfast. Okay, so now I'm with Eliška Frešorová, who informs me that she's of the Jewish faith, so...
Okay, exactly. I'm preparing for conversion.
Are you preparing for conversion from Christianity to...
No. From Christianity, no.
No, from...
From nothing, from, exactly. Yeah. My parents are without religion, and I have from father's side some Jewish ancestors, so
right.
I'm now thinking about conversion.
Okay. And when it's funny because when we say nothing, it's quite true, isn't it, that Czechs are generally, some people say they're the most atheistic country in the whole world. So religion doesn't really play a role here.
Yes, that's true, I think.
So is it difficult being religious here, or is it more difficult being different here?
I think in Czech Republic, it's difficult being different from others. It's enough when you don't look like each other. People, okay, looks on you very strange, and you can recognize that it's not okay.
So I'm sitting around a table with two people from Egypt, two people from Ukraine. In front of us is food from Norway, there's halva, there's some Egyptian specialities. There's Indian dishes here, and I'm already sort of reaching saturation point in terms of what I'm eating, so this is, if anything, also a celebration of not just multiculturalism, but also of multicultural food.
Where are you from, please?
So it's very exciting. So I'm now with Lukáš Houdek, who is the organizer of this event. So is this the second such breakfast?
It's exactly the second breakfast. We call it open breakfast. That is open for everyone.
Did you change the name from hate-free to open?
No, it didn't really have name from the beginning, but we just didn't want to connect it only with one brand because there are many partners that cooperate on the event, so it's open, that we're showing that it's open to everyone.
From the people I've spoken to today, I'm getting a sense of general like relief that something like this can exist here, given, I suppose, there's a lot of negative headlines and things coming out of Czech Republic with regards to Czech perceptions towards, you know, all kinds of minority groups. And so is this designed to sort of turn the tides a bit?
Yes, we wanted to show that it's possible to meet together, to meet new friends from different religious groups, ethnic groups, sexual groups. And we wanted to show that it's possible to be together and to be friends. And as you see, it can work if you want.
And also, it's another thing is it's quite a celebration of food, right? You've got I've just eaten Indian and hummus and all kinds of things.
Yeah, exactly. And you can show if you can cook or if you can't cook. Like, it's kind of competition in some way. Who is the best cook?
Is this supported by the government as well, or because you're not just like an individual sort of photographer artist? You also actually work for the Social Exclusion Office, right?
Yes, it's part of Agency for Social Inclusion of the government. But this is like with no money needed because Alta gives coffee and the basic stuff like water, juices, and people bring the food, so there is nothing else needed. So it's very low budget activity and it can have really great impact.
If you could sort of try to sum up the different kinds of people that we have here, like from different countries, and obviously Muslims here are represented, but there's also subgroups of Muslims, Czech Muslims and Egyptian Muslims. So tell me like briefly What kind of different kinds of people are here today?
I think there are maybe about 60 people. There are different groups of Muslims from different countries, but there are also Czech Muslims. There are Jews, there are atheists, there are Christians, also different group of Christians. And they're also
mixing also with like gays and lesbians.
Yeah, and
as
gays
well.
And lesbians. So it's a big mixture. There are also some physically challenged people.
Right.
So it's like anybody who wanted to come came, and we are really happy that it really works. That it's very various group of people.
Dominic Yoon there reporting on the phenomenon of hate-free breakfasts. If you have any comments about today's programme, then please send them to us. You can contact us by email at english@radio.cz or on Facebook and Twitter. We'll be extremely glad to hear from you. But from me, Chris Johnston, thanks very much for listening and goodbye.